This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder grocery store 3 years ago is now set to go on trial in September. That's after a judge agreed today to a short delay over the objections of survivors and family members of the victims. The King Soopers shooting suspect has been undergoing mental health treatment and is being forcibly medicated to get him ready to stand trial. Defense attorneys asked for a longer delay, but the judge granted just a month. Colorado lawmakers are rushing forward with a big change to the property taxes paid by home and business owners. The package is supported by both Democrats and Republicans inside the Capitol, but as CPR's Andrew Kenny reports, there are those outside who believe it still falls short.
It's still not enough to satisfy those outside business and conservative groups. They say it doesn't cut deep enough. It doesn't make a big enough change. And so those business and conservative groups are saying they, at the moment, are still planning to go to the ballot with their own counter proposal.
One of those initiatives has already been approved for the ballot. It would cap the statewide growth in property taxes at 4% per year. Strong winds continue to pelt the Front Range, causing hundreds of travel delays at Denver International Airport. The airport has recorded gusts of winds upwards of 50 miles per hour since yesterday. As of this afternoon, nearly 600 flights arriving or leaving DIA have been delayed, with about 40 cancellations. Weather forecasters say the winds are expected to die down sometime tomorrow morning. For more news of the day, come to CPR.org. It's just about 5:06. This is CPR News.